Welcome back to this Razor's Edge podcast. My name is Gareth Armstrong, and in this series, we are talking partnerships. Today is secret number 5, and it's a question. Alon, same salaries?
Yeah, it is a question, it's an important question, and often I see that this question is either an overt question or a covert question, if that's the opposite of overt. In other words, when there's two or three partners and they've got different titles, the question around, are we going to earn the same money despite our different titles and despite our different equity shareholding in the business? And I see very often that this question, if it isn't addressed up front early on in the relationship, in the partnership relationship, it actually is one of the key reasons why partnerships unwind. It isn't often the catalyst for unwinding, but it is the underlying pressure that has built up over years of resentment, of a sense of inequality, and a sense of lack of parity. And in that is the question of, how do you measure that? How do you measure equality? How do you measure parity? How do I know that if, you know, I'm earning 25% more than you because of my title, that I'm actually adding 25% more value to the business? And that question is part of answering the question, same salaries, question mark, the question around value.
But have we not already spoken a little bit to this in the previous secrets, the previous episodes in this series, where we've spoken about roles, we've spoken about the ability to, although you might be considered a senior partner in shareholding, to bend to the other perspective or insight or experience of the other party? I mean, there's crossover here.
Yeah, there's crossover, conceptual crossover, but it doesn't often translate into salaries. So I might say, oh, I respect you. You are my partner. You are the COO, but I'm the CEO. And so I'm going to earn X and you're going to earn 90% of X as a principle, not based on anything other than the fact that it's my title. And so that might work and you might accept it. It happens in most corporates. The CEO is the highest earning individual. That's most often the case. And then the C-suite, depending on which role within the C-suite they play, earn different salaries. And then there's middle management that earn less and less. So the concept of hierarchy and the concept of hierarchy as it relates to salary is a known concept. So if I say it to you when we're starting off, it sounds right. But if we're starting this business together and I say, oh, well, I'll be the CEO and you be the CEO because you're more operational and you are working till 10 and 11 o'clock at night and I've left at 2 and I've just got the title and I'm adding far less value than you, then we're going to have an issue. And that salary is going to be the thing that you keep tripping over the whole time. Whether you're saying it or not saying it, you're going to say, I work so hard and he doesn't, and yet he earns more than I do. So it's a hygiene factor that's going on, but it is a critical part of the early conversation to try and understand how we're thinking about salaries, are the equivalents or non-equivalents of our salaries.
So we clearly aren't talking about salaries. We're talking about everything around salaries, and salaries just equates to a certain something, a way that we might measure. But ultimately, at the end of the day, as you say, it can become this this nub, this thing that's just becomes quite raw, and it's a way that people will measure themselves in spite of all this other stuff that we might talk about that makes really good sense. But salary can be emotional, I guess.
That is the word. It's highly emotional. And emotion is why partnerships generally unwind. It's an emotional response to a situation. It might be based in some evidence, but often it's an emotional, I can't be in this partnership anymore. It's not fair. And it's not fair is probably the biggest reason why partnerships dissolve is I don't feel fairly treated, fairly respected, or fairly rewarded. But it becomes more complex because what happens if I start the business? I'm in the business for many, many years, and then you join as a partner. Is that now the same? So that is part of the thinking, is that I took a lot more risk so early on and then brought you in. So how do I compensate you? Now, that's a slightly different nuanced environment, because if I brought you on as a partner later on, there's an understanding that I took initial risk and you didn't take initial risk. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to earn different salaries. It could mean that. It could mean, in many instances I've seen with entrepreneurs, where you would earn more money than I do because I'm trying to entice you into the business. I need your skills and I need whatever you have to bring to this business to make it successful. So I might pay you more, and the quid pro quo is that my equity is different to yours. So when the business finally does make money into the future and starts to produce dividends, then there will be a reciprocation to me from my early risk through dividends, that I will get ongoing reward through a disparate dividend flow.
So let's quickly just look at what the complexity is that we're dealing with when we're speaking about salaries. Let's draw a little bit of a matrix for ourselves. So top line, what would you include there?
The considerations are, did we join at the same time? The considerations are value. What value do we bring? And we've spoken about this in the previous podcast, where we've spoken about the fact that our value might be different. It doesn't mean that it's less or more valuable. It just might be different. So value is the big point. So if I look at my partnership as an example, I bring in far more work. I am far better conceptually in bringing new products to the market. But my partner is an accountant. He's the numbers guy. He's far more commercial than I am. He's better at negotiating than I am. So at one level, I bring in all the money, in inverted commas, so I'm very valuable. But it could all leak out at the bottom if he wasn't doing what he's doing. So I give that equivalence. And very often, the glory is given to the sales and to the more front-facing or market-facing aspects of the business, because we see that as the lifeblood of the business. But the lifeblood can drain out if it's not being controlled properly, if you're not buying correctly, if you're not managing your team correctly, etc., etc. So it's about that concept of value. What value do you bring in? Then it's around time. And this is a mistake that many entrepreneurs make, is they think that time equals reward. So if I work longer hours than you, then I must be rewarded more. But I could add far less value in that time than you do. So to me, time is not a good indicator of salary. It's around value. Value is, for me, is the nub. And then there's risk, the concept of how much risk I've taken. And the risk for me is rather dealt with in the equity side than the reward side. It can be dealt with in reward to some extent, but my general feeling is, if you want a long-term good partnership, deal with risk in the equity side. I started the business, I took more risk, I take more risk, I threw in more, I put in more money, etc. And then you've got two different frameworks that you're working on. I'll get rewarded into the future because of my risk, but the value we're both creating now is rewarded through the equivalence of salaries.
So we've got these factors that we can now test against. How do we do this? What's the practical step in beginning to decide what salaries are going to go where?
So this depends on when you're listening to this podcast and whether you are buying my story or not, right? So if you are buying my story and you have just started the business and you are a couple of months in, or you're about to start the business, it's an easy thing to do, because you sit down and, Gareth, let's just talk about salary. Let's just deal with that now. What do you think? And this is what I think. And you have that conversation up front. Very often that conversation doesn't happen. And it's quite a sensitive conversation, but it needs to happen.
Using these factors.
Using these factors. Where it's difficult is if we've been partners for 5 years. And let's say you've been earning 30% less than I have. And now I see the light. And I want to have the conversation about the equivalence.
Yeah, and I want back pay.
Exactly, exactly. Now you want back pay. And so I don't want you to get back pay because, A, the business can't afford it. And I don't want to be punished for my enlightenment, so to speak. So that's a more difficult conversation. It just needs to be dealt with maturely and with sensitivity and to say, look, I'd like us to talk about salary, and my feeling is that we need to earn the same because I understand that we both bring the same value to the business, just in a different way. If that isn't true, then perhaps you don't have that conversation. That's why this podcast is a question mark. Same salaries, question mark. And it should perhaps be titled same salaries if same value. If no equivalence in value, then no equivalence in salaries. But that is also, how do I measure value? And so that's the real discussion here is not salaries. The real discussion here is value. Yeah. And when you're having a value discussion, it's actually a good discussion because you both having those. It's like in a marriage where you talk about the love languages, like understanding what is your love language. Well, understanding how I perceive value from you in the business is in some way the same kind of conversation as love language. When you do this for the business, it makes me feel good, Gareth. And what makes you feel good, Gareth, when you know, what is your love language? Oh, when you bring in clients, I think that's valuable. And when you do this, and so it starts to crystallize our understanding of each other's value. And what I find when I work with entrepreneurs who have not had this conversation and I facilitate this conversation with them, it's very much like a marriage counselor that you, in that conversation, you realize how much that other person does do. And it brings a huge amount of appreciation for one another as partners. So I think it's a good thing. Have that value conversation.
And to what you mentioned earlier, it sounds like it could be a release. There's an underlying tension that really can and does exist. And it sounds like this is a moment where some of that pressure can just be released.
You know, to continue the marriage counseling metaphor, it's like they go on a second honeymoon after that. You know, there is this elation afterwards because there's this understanding, and the person who's perhaps come to realize that there should be an equivalent salary is feeling quite magnanimous, and the other person is feeling appreciated. So it generally does work. But I have to once again underline the fact that this should only be a conversation if there is equivalence in value.
Mm.
And so if there isn't, then the conversation is, how could there be?
And that's the voice of Alon Reyes, CEO of Reyes Corp. And that brings us to the conclusion of episode 5. Remember, there are 2 more episodes left in this series. We're going to be talking about partnerships during scale and partners, not friends. That's coming up in those next 2 episodes. This has been a Reyes's Edge podcast. We will see you in the next episode.